Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the Axe-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3458 BN. Today's date is September 24th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Planning False Flag During Election. Behind the scenes, ops have been active. Get the popcorn. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, before I get started, I just want to make an announcement that the new designs, they have gone live. They are on patriotsapparel.shop, or you can go to x22report.com, click on the banner, and it will bring you right over to Patriots Apparel. And once you get there, you'll see all the different sweatshirts. You'll see the shirts. They come in different colors, different sizes. You can also get decals with the same exact sayings. And up top, you'll see a menu that says decals. Just click on that. That will bring you right to the decal part, and you can pick the decals right there. Also, if you order more than $75, shipping is free. So head on over to patriotsapparel.shop or go to x22report.com and click on the banner and click on the shop now button, and that will bring you right over to patriotsapparel.shop. And again, this is a limited time only, and this will only last for this week, and then these designs will be gone. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they have been exposed since Trump came into office in 2016. And if you notice the progression of the information reaching the people, it has just gotten worse and worse for them. Think about this. Go back a little bit in time. Go back when Trump was in the White House in 2016, and the deep state players, at that point, they were in control. They were pushing Russia, Russia, Russia. They were pushing the Alpha Bank hoax with the Steele dossier. They were pushing Ukraine, the impeachments. They were pushing all of this. And the fake news, they had the narrative back then. Even though we had people like Kash Patel, Devin Nunes, and many others actually proving them all wrong, they were controlling the narrative. People were watching this play out, and they were saying, holy crap, was Trump colluding with Russia? And the deep state players, they were able to control this narrative. And what happened over time is that the narrative started to slip away from them. And that really started with the Mueller report because they thought they had it made. They thought, oh, we put this special counsel into place, Mueller. He was going to get Trump. And everyone was on board. And all of a sudden, Mueller came out with the report and said there was no Russian collusion whatsoever. And they were shocked. They couldn't believe this was happening. And then we had Durham do an investigation and everyone thought, oh, he's going to bring the whole house down. But what did he really do? He exposed who was paying for the Steele dossier. He exposed who was involved in all this. He exposed who was involved in the Alpha Bank hoax. And that turned out to be Hillary Clinton and Obama and many others. And think about all the research that Cash did, all the research that Devin did. And actually, Cash has a movie out now called Government Gangsters. Actually, it's an incredible movie. It breaks it down and it tells you and shows you exactly how they pulled this off. And people started to learn who was involved in all of this. And they tried to get Trump with Ukraine, but Trump produced his transcript. And that completely and utterly fell apart. And then we had the 2020 election. And all of a sudden, Hunter Biden decided to drop off his laptop at a repair shop and he signed for it, and he just left it there with all the incriminating evidence on the laptop. Really think about this for a second. And the laptop was given over to the FBI, And the deep state players came out and said it was Russian disinformation. It wasn't Hunter's laptop. And they used this during the election where they cheated in the election and they overthrew the United States government, overthrew the duly elected president. And what did we learn later on? Oh, the laptop is real. So once again, we had the resident's son leave a laptop with all the incriminating evidence, everything that Joe Biden has done, and he just left it there. We had the deep state players lie about it, and then it was proven that they lied about it, and they interfered in the election. And then we had the House, because there were patriots that were put into position in the House that went against all the rhinos, went against all the D's. They started to do investigations. And they started to use the laptop. They started to look into the bank records. They started to look into all this. Why were they able to do this? Well, think about it. They went after Trump's records, his bank records, his tax returns. They brought it all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, no, you must hand it over, which opened up the field where all these individuals, even if you have a foundation, corporation, makes no difference, you must hand over your information. The patriots are free to get that information. And all of a sudden, the people started to learn, hey, he has 20 shell companies. Hey, wait a minute. He's dealing with foreign countries and he's taking in money. The actual information on the laptop is real. He lied about his business dealings. He lied about talking to his son about business deals. And then what else happened? Oh, wait. Then we learned he had classified information. You see, the whole raid on Trump was not about Trump. It was showing everyone, look, Biden had classified information. Look, Biden had it for a very long time. Nobody cared because he's part of the criminal syndicate. And then once people found out that he had the classified information, they said he didn't break any laws because he just wasn't with it. He didn't understand what was going on, but he's sitting as the resident. So you think that all just happened by accident? You think this just happened while the deep state was in control? And then we had Epstein. Epstein was arrested and they've been dangling this black book saying, hey, this is going to implicate a lot of people. And yes, there are other people that are arrested, Nygaard and many others, Weinstein, you name it. But now we have Diddy. And we also have Diddy Jr. Actually, we'll talk about that in a little bit. So now we have Diddy, who's been working with many musicians, many actors, many politicians, and he was running the same exact ring as Epstein was. And now we have Diddy Jr., who's pretty much doing the same exact thing. And they're dangling now information that there are a lot of politicians, a lot of actors, a lot of musicians where he might have video recordings and other information. And I wonder why this is why Adam Schiff is out there panic like we cannot believe. So do you think all of this just happened by accident? You think it was just a coincidence that going all the way back in time, little by little, drip by drip, this information was brought out into the public realm where people were able to digest it and people saw who the criminals actually are. And now we have Epstein, Diddy Jr., and it's being exposed to the people at the right time, at the right moment. Do you really think if the deep state was in control, they would allow any of this information out there? The only way they would if it implicated Trump. Do you think any of this implicates Trump? Absolutely not. Who do you think it implicates? It implicates all of them. So who is actually doing all this? Who's allowing this to be produced out in the open? Because remember, everyone's thinking the deep state's in control. The deep state has the power right now. Well, remember Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Appear weak while you're strong. Because while you're weak, you could do many things behind the scenes. You can do things that people really don't notice. And then all of a sudden, this information just comes out. So here we have the deep state banging their chest, huffing and puffing, doing everything they possibly can to get rid of Trump, to skew the election results, and to make everyone believe they're in control. In the meantime, Trump, who's just walking around, minding his own business, meeting people in restaurants and stores, giving his rallies, They're trying to kill him. In the background, all these operations are going on, producing this information so the people start to understand what's really going on. And people start to understand that, yes, there's been a criminal syndicate in operation for a very, very long time. And now you're getting to see it with your own two eyes and you're able to hear it with your own two ears. Do you really think if the deep state was in control, they were all powerful, this would ever see the light of day? Absolutely not. The only reason it is because they're not in control. Just because you're sitting there pounding your chest, huffing and puffing, and you're putting out these fake election results, and you're trying to remove Trump with indictments, and you're trying to assassinate, doesn't mean you're in control. It means you're panicked, but it doesn't mean you're in control. And I do believe Trump let us know by showing us that he knew that this assassin, the second assassin, was on his way to assassinate him. And this doesn't mean the deep state's going to give up. It just means that Trump is always one step ahead of them. And he's exposing them at the same exact time. And it's becoming clearer and clearer. And I think Trump just sent a message letting everyone know it's time to get the popcorn because things are going to get real bumpy. The show is about to start. And you might think that things are not going the way you think they're going, but in reality, they actually are. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, have set this up to show the people the true enemy of this country, to show the people that we are the majority. And we just can't say we're the majority. You could see the rallies, but people won't believe we're the majority. You know when people will believe that we're the majority? When the fake news continually says, Harris is winning by 1 point. Harris is winning by 2 points. Trump is behind by 1 or 2 points or however it is, or they're neck and neck. You see, with them putting that out there, people are confused. People say, what's going on here? I don't understand this. These poll numbers are confusing me. This makes no sense to me whatsoever because they're all fake. You know what's going to make people believe that they're the majority? Is when we have the elections and we use paper, we use voter ID, and just Americans vote. And the deep state players don't have the ability to manipulate the elections whatsoever. And the people take that vote and the results are counted in one day. And the people wait and they wait to see what it's going to be. They think it's going to be really close. And all of a sudden they realize, holy crap, look at the popular vote. Look at the electoral vote. Holy crap. This is a landslide. Wait a minute. I thought this was a close race. How is this even possible? Are we the majority? Have they been lying to us this entire time? I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. We are the majority. We don't have to say it. We know it. We're with you, Trump. Do what needs to be done. Take down the deep state players. Now, of course, during this period of time, you know the deep state players. What are they going to do? They're going to have a false flag. And you know that they're going to try to make it look like Trump didn't actually win. And they really don't want him to win, of course. So once he wins, what they're going to do is they're going to try to stop it. They don't want it certified. They want to make sure that he's not eligible for the presidency. He can't hold office. And this is why they decided to put out that information about a mass casualty event. Because I think they're going to become so desperate, so panicked, that they're going to have to stop the certification at all costs. And we know going back to when Trump was running in 2020, we know that Pence was supposed to send the election results back to the states. The deep state players, what did they do? They had an emergency. They actually had their insurrection. They used this to stop it. So if they did that during this period of time and they used the Trump supporters during that period of time to create this insurrection that they actually had. It wasn't the Trump supporters. It wasn't Trump. They actually had an insurrection against a sitting president. What do you think they're going to do this time around to stop the certification of the election? Number one, the vice president cannot send the results back to the states. Remember, the Democrats took that away from themselves. They fell right into that trap, didn't they? So what are they going to do this time? Well, the only way they can stop the certification, yes, cyber attack. Yes, war. But what happens if they remove some of the people in Congress? What happens if they stage an event just like they wanted back in 2020, where they actually tried to kill certain individuals in Congress? So this way, they can stop the certification. They can actually stay in power. I do believe they're about to attempt to do this. But I think this time around, it's going to be very, very difficult because they're not in charge of the security. And during the election, if there is a cyber attack, which I do believe there will be, that means attack on the country. And actually, then this calls in the U.S. military because the country's attacked, the country's under attack. And I do believe that the military will have to protect this area at all costs. So I do believe what they're about to do and what they're planning to do, this false flag, I think it's going to fail like we've never seen before. And remember, a false flag doesn't mean it's completely staged, nobody dies. Yes, that is a false flag. But again, 9/11 was a false flag. People died. So it all depends on how extreme they want to take this and how far they want to take it. And I do believe they're going to take it pretty darn far this time around. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what Harris is doing. Kamala Harris, because it's the elections, of course, she's finally going to go and visit the border. Now, of course, we know what's going to happen. They're going to clear everything out. They're going to make it very safe. It's going to look like there's no illegals coming in whatsoever. They're going to make it look perfectly normal. And she's going to say, look, the border is absolutely fine. And why is she doing this? Because it's an election year. And she has to pretend that, hey, she's all for the border. She likes a lockdown border. And we must have a lockdown border. But again, you have to look at their actions. We know what they're truly doing. Trump responded to her going to the border. And he said the following. After almost 4 years, border czar Kamala Harris has decided for political reasons that it's time for her to go to our broken southern border. What a disgrace that she waited so long, allowing millions of people to enter our country from prisons, mental institutions, and criminal cells all over the world, not just South America. Many of those coming are terrorists and at a level never seen before. She's trying to con the public like she did a good job at the border when, in fact, she had destroyed the very fabric of our nation, allowing 21 million people in from places unknown. When Kamala is seen at the border on Friday, she'll pass hundreds of miles of wall that was built by Trump. And it is a wall that works. When she speaks, be advised that this woman has allowed more than 21 million people into our country, totally unvetted and from places unknown. They are now creating criminal havoc all throughout the country. Every state is a border state. When she speaks, I hope everybody remembers that she has caused our cities, towns, and countries itself tremendous damage. And only I can fix it. And he's absolutely right. She's allowed all this to happen. And all of a sudden, the last month or so before the election, she decides to go to the border. She has never succeeded in anything that she has done. She has only failed in everything that she has done, which means she's done absolutely nothing. But what's very interesting is since she's going to the border, all of a sudden, the police are investigating what appears to be gunfire damage overnight at a Democratic Party coordinated campaign office for Vice President Kamala Harris. The incident occurred just a few days before Harris is scheduled to visit Arizona as she campaigns for president. So they're confirming that on 9/23 that there was gunfire at this DNC campaign office. That's very, very interesting. So exactly where she's going, there is gunfire. Are they setting something up here? Are they trying to say that maybe she won't visit, or when she does visit, she has to leave early because of gunfire? Will there be an attempted assassination while she's in Arizona? It seems that this is very sketchy. Now, nothing might happen at all. This might just be a coincidence, but it's very, very interesting is that she announced that she's going to go, and it just so happened that there was gunfire, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, during the debates, he mentioned that pets are being eaten in Ohio. And we have a lot of police reports right now, a lot of people reporting that there are cats and dogs they are missing. And what's very interesting, and Wokeness put this out on X, is that 16 pet cats have suddenly disappeared in Bangor, Maine. No remains were found. Experts don't believe an animal did this. Bangor just had an influx of Haitians. Coincidence? I don't think so. But right on schedule, all of a sudden, Haitian Bridge Alliance, which is being represented by the Chandra Law Firm of Cleveland, this is a nonprofit organization advocating for Haitian migrants, has filed a criminal charge against Trump and Vance for a baseless fear-mongering that legal Haitian immigrants in Springfield are eating their neighbors' pets. So did they just open themselves up to discovery? Did they just open themselves up to all of this? I do believe so. But again, why are they doing this? It's optics. But again, just like everything else, it's going to completely and utterly backfire on them, just like everything else. And then it's going to be proven that, yes, this is a major problem in all these areas. And once again, you could see that the deep state players, they are bringing in all these illegals into these different states to basically change the fabric of the state. The people there, they see it. They see how their resources are being drained. They see the crime. They see how the people there are being replaced. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: it takes centuries to build the unique character of each state, but reckless migration policy can change it quickly and permanently, just like we've seen in London and Paris and Minneapolis. If Kamala Harris wins this election, she will flood Pennsylvania cities and towns with illegal migrants from all over the world, and Pennsylvania will not be Pennsylvania any longer. When I am president, all migrant flights to Pennsylvania will stop the moment I take the oath of office. Those who do not belong will be sent back home. We will end the invasion of small-town Pennsylvania, and we will end the destruction of America. And yes, he will deport every single one of these individuals. And I do believe he already has a plan set up, and everything is ready to go. Now, what's very interesting is we could see, since Diddy has been arrested, we could see there are certain musicians, Hollywood actors, CEOs, politicians, they are panicking over this. And what's very interesting is that Sean Diddy, he's just been moved to a section of the New York City jail where convicted cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried is being held. And the area detention center is reserved for detainees who require special protection. And he has been put into this area. Now, once again, this area of the jail is known for violence and poor care. So are we going to have an incident just like Epstein where Diddy didn't kill himself? Because again, there are very high level individuals that do not want this information coming out, and they're going to try to stop it at every turn. Now, what's very interesting is that Diddy's ex-bodyguard, he came out with certain information. And this is very, very interesting. Marion Afal put this out and said the following: Diddy's ex-bodyguard claims that rapper kept tapes of politicians at this notorious freak-offs, which could expose high-profile figures in a corruption scandal. Diddy faces charges of racketeering and sex trafficking, with accusations linking him to powerful music moguls who allegedly made him a monster. And there are tapes, there are pictures, there's quite a bit. So think about this for a second. We have the same thing with Epstein. We have all the cameras that were down in the tunnels on Epstein Island. Those are videotapes, most likely. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they already have that. We have the black book from Epstein. And now it's being reported that Diddy also recorded information. Now, remember, all these recordings were used to what? To blackmail all of these individuals. Remember, these individuals are controlled and they fed on these people's fetishes. And this is how they controlled all of these people. This is how a criminal syndicate works. And this is how you can control the industries. You can control Hollywood. You can control the music industry. You can control DC. Why do you think Adam Schiff is out there telling everyone, you might see pictures, but they are developed, they are created by AI, so don't believe them? He's panicking right now because he knows what has been done there. He knows what he's been doing. All these people are now panicking. And what's very interesting is that Neo, he was labeled as Diddy Jr. So remember, it's not just one individual. These people have been set up, and I do believe these honeypots have been set up all around the country, and most likely all around the world. And they use these individuals to trap all these individuals to maintain control, and they use this to blackmail people. Now, Are these the people that are actually calling the shots? No, absolutely not. I do believe that they found certain people. They knew that these people have fetishes. They blackmailed them. They set up the whole thing. And they used these people to maintain control of the criminal syndicate by blackmailing and telling these people, you must do what we say or else I'm going to release all this. But now this whole entire network has been exposed as we approach the presidential election. So do you really think the deep state player who controls the criminal syndicate is going to expose their own system? Do you really think they're going to have the FBI go in there and arrest Diddy, arrest Epstein, produce this information? Do you really think if they're in control, they would be doing this? No, they wouldn't. It means they aren't doing it. It means they're not in control. This is being done, and they're trying to figure out how to stop it. They're trying to figure out how do we spin this, because this information is going to be released. Remember, Trump, when he got into office, he saw everything the deep state was doing. They didn't hide anything in D.C. Why? Because they were all part of it. They were all part of the criminal syndicate. So why would you have to hide anything? And during the 2016 election, they thought they had nothing to worry about. Hillary Clinton was going to win. We don't have to worry about any of this. And then all of a sudden, Trump won. And they're like, holy crap, how are we going to get rid of all this? How are we going to hide all this? This is completely and utterly impossible. He will have access to every single piece of information, and he can use it against us. And this is why they've been trying to stop him ever since. Now they're becoming so desperate that they just put out a bounty on his head. This is how panicked they are. This is what happens when you go after the deep state. I mean, think about it. Go back in time. Abraham Lincoln went up against the deep state, went up against the central bankers, released the greenback. He wouldn't withdraw the greenback. So what did they do? They killed him. We had Kennedy went up against the CIA, went up against the deep state players, issued the silver certificate. What did they do to him? They killed him. Reagan, he wanted to audit the gold reserves. He was going after the deep state players. What did they do to him? They took a shot at him. Go back in time. Andrew Jackson went after the central bank. They tried to assassinate him. Trump, he's exposing the deep state players. He's exposing their pedo network. He's exposing the human trafficking, the child trafficking. He's exposing their honeypots. He's exposing their criminal organization. He's going after the central bank. He's talking about paying off the debt with crypto. He's saying that we're going to remove taxes from people. This is completely against the entire system that the deep state central banks have created. And go back in time. Did they try to assassinate every single person that has done this? Absolutely. What do you see happening right now? They're trying to assassinate Trump, but I do believe Trump has an upper hand this time. I think they've learned going back in time that, listen, unless we have control over the situation, unless we have people in certain positions and we have our own intelligence sources, we cannot go up against the criminal syndicate. And I do believe this is why Trump, during the 2020 election, he put everything into place to create continuity of government where he would take control over the country. And he needed the deep state players to actually cheat in the election and actually complete the overthrow of the United States government so the military then would be able to operate on U.S. soil. Because the military has military intelligence. Congress doesn't have oversight over this. And military intelligence is way above the NSA, way above FBI, way above the CIA. And I do believe Trump needed the support of the military, needed the support of military intelligence to feed him certain information. Now, again, it's not foolproof. It's not like he has this magic wand and everything that is done works out perfectly, as we could see. But he's trying to stay ahead of these people as they try to do certain things. I think if you go back in time and you go back in time where all these people got assassinated, they didn't have this ability. They didn't have this power to try to counter what they're trying to do. And I do believe Trump knew that listen, if he just went off and he just went directly at the deep state players, it wouldn't work because who's supporting him? Who's telling him what's going to do? And this is why he said he's not going to be taking the intelligence from the clowns, because what would they feed him? They would feed him false information. He's getting the information, I do believe, from the military that sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. And as soon as a foreign and domestic enemy went ahead and tried to overthrow the United States government, that was the point in time where the military had to uphold their constitutional oath. They had to remember their oath. They weren't doing it for Trump, even though he's the commander in chief. They were doing it for this country because they took an oath to the Constitution. And no matter how they felt, no matter what was going on, they needed to protect this country. And that's exactly what they did. And Trump, I do believe, was counting on this. And I do believe they followed through on this. And this is how Trump is able to combat the deep state players. When you think nothing is happening, when you think that, hey, he's just not doing anything, he's just going out and doing his rallies, he's going to meet people in stores. No, there's operations that are going on behind the scenes exposing all this so we, the people, learn what the criminals have been up to, what they've been doing, and how they actually created their criminal network. And this is what people are starting to understand, and this is what people are starting to see. And it took a long time for people to accept this. Remember, it was drip, drip, drip. Now it's starting to speed up. I do believe it's going to go into hyperspeed very, very soon. But we could see the deep state players, you know, they know that they need to win this election. This is why Trump says it's the final battle. It's either this plan works and the people take back this country, or the country fails. Because it's up to the people. It's not up to Trump. It's not up to the military. It's the people. If the people, if they don't want this country back, if the people don't see the problem here, if the people want to live a different way of life, then there's no hope. This is why it's the final battle. This is why Trump already said, I'm not running again. If I lose this, I'm not running again. Do I believe he's going to lose? No. I think the people are seeing it. I think the people are on his side. I think he has the majority. I think he knows this too. But again, the deep state, what are they going to do? Since it's the final battle, they're going to try to stop him at all costs. And I think they'll become so desperate that they won't care what they do. I mean, we can see this already happening right now with the assassination attempt, because we moved from just information now to a physical assassination, which now they're going to take it to a physical event. They're going to take it to a physical war. And they're going to try to make this physical. So along the way, we could see that the deep state players, they are going to use everything that they have to try to stop Trump, just like Soros is doing right now, where he's trying to purchase all these different radio stations where he can reach a lot of people. And this went through very, very quickly, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But the other thing that's really interesting is that the U.S. Federal Trade Commission official is concerned that a new 129-page report penned by her agency could be easily construed by big tech companies to justify the partisan censorship that has plagued their sites for years. So when you examine the data practices of social media and video streaming services, the FTC suggests Amazon, Facebook, Google's YouTube, Twitter, Snap, ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, Discord, Reddit, and WhatsApp are guilty of participating in a vast surveillance operation. The FTC's repeated calls for more stringent testing and monitoring standards without defining what that means or what content it applies to could put American First Amendment rights at further risk of infringement. So think about the companies. So they're going to look at it and say, well, this looks harmful. This is biased. They could actually use this to actually censor people just from this ruling. And the FTC commissioner also warned that the social media censors euphemistically referred to as the trust and safety professionals could easily use the FTC's report to rationalize shutting down dissident speech. So you could see that if they're saying this, they're prepared and ready to do this, which is going to be like a communication blackout. And you could see how this is now starting to form. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, and even after the election, remember, it just doesn't stop at the election. They're going to continue to do this after the election, because again, they're fighting for their lives. And Trump is not the president until he's certified and inaugurated. So they're going to push back as hard as they possibly can. Remember, the deep state, they're not just going to give up. And this is why I do believe we're going to be going into a physical war. And you could see this war is now being is building up now in the Middle East. And again, Israel's mission, I do believe, is to wipe out the terrorist groups. You could see Leon Panetta and all the other clowns. They are very, very worried about what Israel is doing, because remember, these are all state funded terrorist groups that they put into place. And they're seeing that it's all being wiped out right now, which is very interesting, because if the deep state was in control, how could this possibly be happening? They wouldn't allow it to happen. Just like they wouldn't allow the Diddy information to come out, like the Epstein information to come out. They wouldn't allow the arrests. They wouldn't allow any of this, but it is happening. And in the end, you know what's going to happen. They're going to push for war. And you can see they're already doing this. The U.S. right now, they're sending more troops to the Middle East amid the escalating tensions between Israel, Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah. There's already 40,000 troops in the region already, and they're ramping it up right now. And the other thing that's very interesting is it looks like Biden, he's prepared and ready to send another $375 million in military aid to Ukraine, including medium-range cluster bombs. That is very, very interesting. So now we have long-range missiles. We have medium-range cluster bombs. Are they preparing for something? It's starting to seem that way. But I think with what we're seeing right now, I think General Flynn, with any war, I think General Flynn just sums it all up. He says, I didn't make this up, but I always found it to be very true. War is a continuation of failed foreign policy. And he's absolutely right. And I do believe with Trump, he's going to bring peace to the land. Now, of course, the deep state players, they don't want peace, because if there's peace, then everything that they've done is exposed and there's no destruction, there's no death, and people aren't distracted. And I do believe that is Trump's secret weapon. When they tried to push war, when they tried to get war off the ground, his secret weapon is peace. That just shuts everything down. And once you have peace, everything around you is then exposed. With war, it's a distraction. Remember the day before 9/11, when they were looking into the billions of dollars that just went missing, and Rumsfeld, he made a speech. And then all of a sudden we had an event, and buildings came down, and we sent troops over. I didn't mean the next day, but troops then were sent off to Afghanistan, and we were going after these people that did this. If you notice, the distraction did what? It stopped everyone thinking about what happened to the money. No one ever revisited. It just disappeared. What do you think the war would do? That's why peace is such a powerful weapon. It exposes everything that they have done. Just like everything is being exposed with COVID right now. Remember when Steven Crowder and his team went undercover, and they went undercover and they basically recorded Dr. J. Varma, and he was having sex parties and things like that? Well, it looks like he was terminated, and it's effective immediately, from his position as executive vice president and chief medical officer. Varma's position on SIGA's board of directors was also ended effective immediately. So since that exposure, and again, he was a COVID dictator, he is now being removed from his positions. Remember, all these people that told you that this was a deadly, deadly virus. Well, Nancy Pelosi went to get her hair done without a mask. Newsom had dinner, and he had it without a mask. This individual is having sex parties without a mask, because the virus wasn't as deadly as they said. Attention, patriots. You see what's happening out there? COVID, monkeypox, bird flu, the threats are constant, and we're not getting the full story from those in power. But here's the truth. You don't have to sit back and rely on them to protect you. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the fearless physician who advised the Trump administration and saved countless lives with his at-home treatments, has created Z-Stack, the original all-natural at-home preventative vitamin for COVID, flu, and other viral illnesses. This isn't just another supplement. It's a powerhouse blend of quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, specifically designed to fortify your immune system and keep you ready for anything. Imagine the confidence of knowing you're protected and prepared, taking your health into your own hands. This is about more than just vitamins. It's about freedom and taking back control. So don't wait for someone else to tell you what to do. Take action now. Go to ZStackLife.com and grab your bottle of Z-Stack today. Use promo code X22 at checkout to save 20%. Protect yourself, protect your family, and stay strong with Z-Stack. Once again, ZStackLife.com, and use code X22 or click the link in the description. most of the people, 99.99% of the people, they would have just cured themselves, natural immunity. It would have been like having a really bad cold or the flu, and you would have survived. Actually, if they actually allowed you to take hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, most of the people would have been cured in a day or two. And the very young population, they would have probably never even gotten it. There would be no pandemic whatsoever. But again, you have to remember who's running the show. Big Pharma. Big Pharma is in charge of the medical schools. Big Pharma teaches our medical students. They only teach them how to push drugs. Yes, there are certain physicians, surgeons that do operations that do a very good job. But the majority, what do they really learn there? Do they really learn how to cure? Or do they learn how to administer drugs and mask the symptoms? Well, what's very interesting, there was a hearing in D.C., and I think this is Ron Johnson who was having the hearing, and Dr. Casey said, "I learned virtually nothing at Stanford Medical School about the tens of thousands of scientific papers that elucidate the root causes of why Americans' health is plummeting." Just take a listen to what she said here.
That the American healthcare system and our government agencies would be clamoring to fix metabolic health and reduce American suffering and costs. But they're not. They are deafeningly silent about metabolic dysfunction and its known causes. It's not an overstatement to say that I learned virtually nothing at Stanford Medical School about the tens of thousands of scientific papers that elucidate these root causes of why American health is plummeting and how environmental factors are causing it. For instance, in medical school, I did not learn that for each additional serving of ultra-processed food we eat, early mortality increases by 18%. This now makes up 67% of the foods our kids are eating. I took zero nutrition courses in medical school. I didn't learn that 82% of independently funded studies show harm from processed food, while 93% of industry-sponsored studies reflect no harm. In medical school, I didn't learn that 95% of the people who created the recent USDA Food Guidelines for America had significant conflicts of interest with the food industry. I did not learn that 1 billion pounds of synthetic pesticides are being sprayed on our food every single year, 99% of the farmland in the United States is sprayed with synthetic pesticides, many from China and Germany. And these invisible, tasteless chemicals are strongly linked to autism, ADHD, sex hormone disruption, thyroid disease, sperm dysfunction, Alzheimer's, dementia, birth defects, cancer, obesity, liver dysfunction, female infertility, and more, all by hurting our metabolic health. I did not learn that the 8 billion tons of plastic that have been produced just in the last 100 years, plastic was only invented about 100 years ago, are being broken down into microplastics that are now filling our food, our water, and we are now even inhaling them in our air. And that very recent research from just the past couple of months tells us that now about 0.5% of our brains by weight are now plastic. I didn't learn that there are more than 80,000 toxins that have entered our food, water, air, and homes by industry, many of which are banned in Europe, and they are known to alter our gene expression, alter our microbiome composition, and the lining of our gut, and disrupt our hormones.
That should tell you everything you need to know. And this is most doctors today. We need to get back to the basics. We need to get away from the pharmaceutical drugs. We need to find out what the source of all these problems are and actually fight the source. And when you start to look at it, it's all the plastics, it's the food, it's everything that they've been doing to this country and to the world. Most countries don't allow what America allows, but we need to start going to the source of the problem. And the problem is not just masking our symptoms. The problem is removing what they have done here for a very, very long time and getting rid of all the chemicals in the food. And this is why I do believe Trump has brought on RFK Jr. They're going to be setting up a whole committee. They're going to be going after Big Pharma. They're going to be going after all the food industry. They're going to be going after all these individuals and looking into this revolving door of the FDA and Big Pharma and the head of food and all this other stuff. Because again, all they're doing is swapping out people And what's happening? They're not improving anything. They're just making things work and getting things passed that they want passed. And I do believe with RFK Jr., this is all going to come to a screeching halt. And this is another reason why they're panicking, because they don't want this to end. Just like they don't want people figuring out, with all these illegals coming in, crime is going up. And this is how they play with the statistics, just like the poll numbers. The FBI will come out and say violent crime is dropping. It dropped by an estimated 3% in the United States. And that's what the FBI crime data shows. And everyone goes, oh my God, see, Trump was wrong. Crime isn't going up. It went down. The FBI showed us it went down. Well, remember how statistics work. Because remember, all these different areas, it is voluntary to report the crime statistics. And they change their systems. A lot of the information is left out. So when you start to do these things, what do you get? You get lower crime statistics. It doesn't mean crime is going down. It means the statistics that they're using are going down. So again, it's just a certain way to trick you. And think about it. Where do you think the crime is going down statistically? It's in all the blue areas. Who puts the prosecutors? Who controls the blue areas? Is it Soros? Is it the deep state players that are directing them? Listen, don't hand over the information, because we don't want people to know that with all these illegals here, crime is going up. So once again, Trump is right, and they're trying to convince the people of something that's happening when it really isn't. And sooner or later, what happens is people start to look at the statistical information. They start to look at it and say, hey, nobody's reported for a very long time. Why is that? That doesn't make any sense. And then they start to gather the information. They go, whoa, wait a minute. It's not down 3%. It's up 20%. Very, very different from what they're saying. And I do believe we're going to see that happen very, very shortly, because people are looking into it, just like they're looking into January 6th. And now we have confirmation that Trump urged the use of troops to protect the Capitol, and it was rebuffed by Nancy Pelosi, by Milley, the Pentagon, and the rest. They all said, absolutely not. We are not doing this. So Trump was imploring them, yes, we need to do this. There's going to be a lot of people there. Can you imagine if the National Guard was there? They wouldn't be able to pull off their insurrection. It would have been stopped. This wouldn't have been allowed. The operation that they planned for a year, with 100 confidential human sources, with everyone in their positions, with the Capitol Police, the FBI, Antifa, and the rest, it wouldn't have worked. This is why they didn't want the National Guard. Because, again, if they didn't have the insurrection, what would happen? The results would have been sent back to the states. There would be no emergency situation. Biden wouldn't be in the White House right now. That's why they had to do it. Trump, I do believe he actually wanted them to complete this operation. Number one, he needed to take control of the country. Number two, he needed the military to operate on U.S. soil and feed them military intelligence. Number three, he needed the people to wake up. He needed people to see how these people are going to destroy this country. And again, it's not up to him. It's not up to the military alone. It's up to the people. If you don't see the truth and you don't understand what their plan is, how in the world are you going to make a decision with logic when it comes to taking back the country? You won't be able to do it. This is why he needed the people to see this. And what's very interesting about all this information that's coming out, and Julie Kelly pretty much sums it up. She said, every government agency has filed a report with findings related to their role in January 6th, except the Justice Department. DOJ was the lead agency on J6, but DOJ IG Michael Horowitz has not yet filed this report. Why not? You think he's waiting for the right time? I do believe timing is everything. And so far, IG Horowitz, he's actually put out pretty darn good reports and reported what was going on. It doesn't mean the criminal syndicate was going to take action and do exactly what he wants, but he let the people know. Do I think he's going to let the people know this time around? I do believe so. Now, we could see that Biden, he's on his last legs here. He was giving a speech to the UN, and he was slurring. He wasn't really making sense. And I do believe this is all a run-up to actually remove him, most likely in October. I do believe at that point in time, they're going to say, okay, Joe Biden has had enough, and he will Maybe he'll say, I'm out. He'll use the 25th Amendment saying he cannot complete his duties, and they will make Kamala Harris acting president. Now, remember, once they do that, she is the acting president and the vice president at the same exact time. And she's responsible for everything that happens in this country. So once she becomes the acting president, people are going to go, well, why are you waiting until you're president? You're already president. Go ahead. Do all the things that you said you were going to do. You have this month. Do it. Let's see you actually do these things. You think she's going to want to do it at this point? Most likely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that, you know how they keep saying that Project 2025, this is Trump's agenda, and Trump keeps saying, I have nothing to do with this. It's the Heritage Foundation. I never even read it. I had no input whatsoever. My name doesn't even appear on it. Well, during Congress, we had the former EPA chief of staff. She was out there saying, listen, I was the author of the EPA chapter of Project 2025. And again, this has nothing to do with Trump. And Jamie Raskin is sitting there looking at her, and his face is like, holy crap. She just blew everything that we were trying to do here. And basically, she just showed the entire country that the deep state, all these corrupt politicians, they lied. Just like Kamala's been lying from the very, very beginning. Remember, she's been in the White House for, what, 1,043 days now? And what has she done so far? Absolutely nothing. I mean, she's promising she'll do something once she gets into office, even though she's been in office, and people are starting to recognize that. But remember, at this point, she was put in charge of the border, and the border's wide open. She was put in charge of the $42 billion initiative to bring broadband to rural America. This is day 1,043, and zero people, zero homes, zero businesses are connected to the internet. I mean, really think about this. She can't even do the things she was supposed to do. None of it got done. So why do people think that she's going to do anything when she gets into the White House? Any of the things that she says she's going to do? She's not. Remember, their entire agenda is to destroy this country. And this is one of the best posts I've read so far on Kamala Harris. Elon Musk, the parody account, put this out and said, we have an employee that we hired 3.5 years ago. She was giving tasks, but completed none of them. She just had a performance review and failed it. So she backstabbed her elderly supervisor. Now she's demanding a promotion in November, but refuses to interview for that new position. She promises that if she gets the promotion, she will do all the tasks she didn't do before, but she won't do them now in order to force us to give her the promotion. What should we do? Sincerely, the USA. I mean, really think about it. I think that just sums it all up. And everyone should just read this to anyone that talks about Kamala. Just read them this post. People go, you know something? You're right. And then ask them, besides abortion, besides attacking Trump, what has she done for the country? They won't be able to answer. But you could see what the deep state has been doing. They have been creating fictional polls, just like they did with Hillary Clinton, just like they did with Biden. Yes, Biden lost. He didn't get 81 million votes. They cheated in the election. So those polls were fake, phony, and false once again. Kanako the Great put this out and said, ABC and NBC are nothing more than DNC propaganda machines. No different than North Korea's state-controlled media, but probably worse because some Americans actually believe them. Shows a poll from CBS that says Harris 84 positive, Trump 89% negative. Then one from ABC says debate host ABC is the most biased of the big three. 100% positive for Harris, 93% negative for Trump. That should tell you everything you need to know. It's one gigantic propaganda outlet. And then Greg Price put this out and said, back in January, Kamala Harris' approval rating was 28%. It was 32% at the beginning of the summer. Today, it's nearly 50%. What changed? The media coverage. And when you look at it, it almost looks like the same graph when Biden cheating in the election. It's like a straight line, straight up. Elon Musk responded to this and said, manufactured by the media. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is that Joe Manchin says, shame on her. After Kamala Harris promises to gut the Senate filibuster to pass a national law on abortion, after the issue was sent back to the states following Dobbs, Manchin now refuses to endorse Kamala Harris for president. People are waking up. People are seeing it. and now they're turning on her. Now, what's very interesting is we could see that Soros, he's been trying to get 200 radio stations in 40 markets, and Marwan Afal put this out and said, last week the FCC adopted an order to approve his purchase of more than 200 radio stations in 40 markets just weeks before the presidential election. The stations reach more than 165 million Americans, and staff at the FCC are concerned that the move is politically motivated. The commission's three Democrats voted for the move, while the two Republicans voted against it. Under existing FCC rules, foreign company ownership of U.S. radio stations is not supposed to exceed 25%. Soros took foreign investment to make his bid and then filed a request for the commission to make an exception to the unusual review process. The decision to fast-track the approval process bypassed a national security review, which could have taken up to a year to complete. So the criminal syndicate authorized all of this. And this has never been done before. This is how desperate they are. Because again, they know that this is the final battle. They know they have to win. So the criminal syndicate, yes, they're not going to follow the rule of law. Yes, they're going to break the law. Yes, they're going to allow this to happen. Because the criminal syndicate, they need to win this election. Trump knows this. He knows that they're going to pull out all the stops. He knows that they're going to push everything they have to try to win this election. They're going to have pre-election cheating systems in place, and they're going to have post-election cheating systems in place to rig the election. And along the way, they're going to try to get rid of Trump. Yes, I do believe they're going to try to assassinate Trump again, because again, they put out a letter that says they're offering $150,000 to finish the job. And what's very interesting about that letter is that it was left with an individual for months, and the letter doesn't make sense now, if you really think about it, because if Routh wrote this letter months ago, how did he know that he wouldn't be successful in the mission to kill Trump? Does that make any sense? No, they just screwed up. And now people could see the truth. Plus, why did he have six cell phones? Matt Wallace put this out on X and says, Trump assassin Ryan Routh had six cell phones. That suggests he was likely working directly with a three-letter agency to kill the president. His plan was perfectly coordinated to escape to Mexico in an unmarked car. He almost got away with it. Where this gets super strange, though, is this letter is supposed to be from a friend, and he received it over a month beforehand. He claims the package was dropped off, but he only opened it after Ryan was arrested. Who the F doesn't open a mysterious package? Looks to me like a plant. If he fails, have someone pretend they received a letter to deflect from who's really behind this. $150,000 to kill the president, really? That makes absolutely no sense. Then repeating media lies word for word and implying other failed attempts. Only an idiot would believe the story they are trying to sell us right now. Absolutely. And think about this. They released this entire letter. They wouldn't release the manifesto. And when they released the documents from Trump, when they raided his house, it was all redacted. This letter, there are no redactions whatsoever. Isn't that interesting? That makes no sense whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that the son of the assassin was arrested for child pornography. Do you think this family was controlled by the FBI? Do you think they always knew that he was looking at child pornography? Why did they just happen to look at his phones? Are they sending a message? Stay quiet. Don't say a word. I do believe they are. But again, all these people are connected, and I think people now can see it. It's becoming clearer and clearer. And Trump, he's going to return to the site of the first assassination attempt in Butler. And I think this is supposed to be around October 5th, around that time period. But we'll see when he does actually show up there, because again, this is not confirmed just yet. But they are saying that he's going to return, and I think he should return to show people that, look, he's not afraid. And he will go back to the place where it happened. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with all these poll numbers that we're seeing, we could see they're fake, phony, and false. And how do we know this? Well, we've seen a poll done by Elon Musk. We've seen a poll done by Political Polls. And these are just raw polls. And the latest one comes from the Teamsters. And this tells us quite a bit. Charlie Kirk put this out on X and says the following. A poll of Teamsters union members show that Trump is leading Kamala in all 50 states and by double digits in the swing states. Michigan 61.7% to 32.5%, Wisconsin 57% to 40%, Pennsylvania 65% to 31%, Georgia 56% to 40%, Arizona 57% to 38%. This same poll had Biden up by similar margins before Democrats forced him to drop out. So once again, the Teamsters have about 14.4 million people. And this tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that tells you everything you need to know is that when Trump visited Sprankle's Neighborhood Market in Pennsylvania, the streets were lined with people. And all these people came out to see him. And by the way, these people were from Pennsylvania. They weren't bussed in like Kamala, where they bring them in from all different states and they pay them. It's the exact same people over and over and over. But we could see the deep state players, they're definitely running into more and more roadblocks. And the latest roadblock comes from the U.S. District Court for Colorado. And they issued an order demanding the Democrat Secretary of State release Electronic Registration Information Center reports suspected of containing dead registrants of the state's voter rolls. The reports, according to a settlement, include individuals who may have died within the past 3 years. It's another significant election integrity victory for the Public Interest Legal Foundation and another stunning loss for the election transparency, stifling Griswold and Eric. And now they have to produce this information. Most likely, they'll probably try to stall or probably try to get around or say the records were destroyed because this is what they normally do. Now, think about it. As we approach the election, we know the deep state players, they have a tactic to try to cheat pre-election and a tactic to try to rig the election after Trump wins. But when you look at what Trump is trying to do, he's trying to show people that we need to vote with paper, we need voter ID, and we need to do this in one day. And the people, I think with everything that they've been seeing going all the way back to 2016, the people now are on their side. Are they completely on his side? Not everyone. Yes, Republicans. Yes, independents are. But the Democrats, they're still lagging behind. And I do believe Trump wants them to accept the voter ID paper and one-day voting. And he wants them to say that, yes, we need to have it this way. And yes, this was supposed to be included in the continuation resolution. But again, it would be, when you look at it optically, it would look like Trump was pushing this, which he was, and the deep state players would have blamed it all on him, and they would have prepared to actually counter all this. So I do believe it was a push to make them think that, yes, they're trying to do this. And again, the Senate wasn't going to, you know, pass this. You know, Biden wasn't going to sign off on this. And yes, they could have shut down the government for this period of time. But I do believe that this actually pushed the deep state players into a different path where everyone at a certain point in time will accept this. And when you look at the poll numbers for this, you could see the people are almost there in accepting it. I think the Republicans and independents, they're there, but the Democrats, they're almost there. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, would you support or oppose shutting down the government to try to pass a law requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote in national elections? Democrats only. Strongly support 33%, somewhat support 13%. So that's about 46%. Same question for independents. Strongly support 49%, somewhat support 11%. So you have about almost 60% there. For Republicans, same exact question. Strongly support 64%. Somewhat support 18%. So you're looking at what, 82% of Republicans? So the Democrats are lagging behind. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots decided to push this, but allow the deep state to push back and then take another path. Because if there was foreign interference, if there was some type of manipulation of the election, and it's coming from the outside, would the Democrats be on board with this? I think would the people of this country be on board with this? I do believe they would be. And if you look at all voters with the same question, it says strongly support 48%, somewhat support 14%. So you're looking at what, 62% or something like that? So yes, people are behind it, but I do believe Trump needs everyone to accept it and say, yes, this is the path we must take. And I do believe this is why I do believe that they're going to say the elections were interfered by a foreign country, foreign entity, and the results are manipulated. And which then is going to lead us into what do we do next? If the results are manipulated, well, does this go up to the Supreme Court? Are there lawsuits? Do we do it over? I mean, think about what happened with the case with Al Gore and Bush. It had to go to the Supreme Court. Is this going to happen the same way? We'll have to see and find out. But you could see already, I'm talking about the deep state players, they're pushing the idea that Russia and Iran, they're using AI to influence the U.S. election. So they're already building this, and this is also coming from the DNI, that yes, they already have the ability to influence the election, to interfere in the election, and it's coming from foreign actors. And I don't think it's just going to come from AI. I do believe they're going to say there was actual manipulation during the elections. And this is why I do believe they're pushing this mass casualty event, where they're saying that U.S. Congress must prepare for this type of event, where we might see chaos, we might see an event at the Capitol where certain individuals might get killed because there's so much violence. Almost what we saw during January 6th, where the deep state created the insurrection. It looks like they're about to create something after the elections are held. And it looks like to try to delay everything, they might try to attack those people within Congress and try to remove them. Now, remember, I do believe they wanted this to happen during the insurrection that they set up. I do believe they wanted certain individuals to pass away because that would actually put the insurrection over the edge. I really think that's what they wanted. This way they could actually create the case where Trump couldn't hold office. It never happened. Do I believe they're going to try to do this once again? Yes, this is a false flag. And I think Patriot's Voice just sums it up completely. This is a warning. There is some kind of major false flag that will be a mass casualty event. Listen up. They're telling us now. Imagine the unthinkable mass shooting of members of Congress that leaves a large swath of the country unrepresentative and shifts the balance of political power in D.C. In the current political environment, such an outbreak of violence is not as unthinkable as it used to be, according to a bipartisan collection of House members. The attempted assassination of members at congressional baseball team practice in 2016, the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, a dramatic spike in the threats against members, and most recently, a possible second assassination attempt against President Trump, highlights the need for Congress to ensure it can continue to govern in the aftermath of mass violence. It looks like this false flag will be geared towards Congress. Think January 6 on steroids. And I do believe this is what they're planning. But again, they are not in control of the situation. They're not in control of the security of the Capitol. Johnson is. And we know that the military is able to operate on U.S. soil, especially if there is some type of manipulation in the elections, if there's interference, if there's an attack. I do believe that the military will be used, maybe the National Guard will be used to counter all of this. Remember, I do believe that Trump is going to be turning the tables. Remember, they held back the National Guard during their insurrection in 2021. This time around, I do believe the National Guard is going to be used to stop their insurrection this time around and actually expose who they really are and show the country that they're the ones, all these Antifa people, criminals, the illegals that are in this country, these are not Trump supporters. These are the deep state soldiers that they're the ones who've created this event. They're responsible for all of this. This time, I think the tables are going to be turned. And what's very interesting, as Trump was visiting the neighborhood market out in Pennsylvania, Sprinkles, he actually went through the supermarket and saw popcorn. And he went over to the popcorn and he took the popcorn, which is very, very interesting. And Lisa May points this out. This is post 16. It says, get the popcorn. Friday and Saturday will deliver on the MAGA promise. POTUS knows he must clean house government in order to free up and demonstrate who has authority in order to pass important legislation. This was always the priority. Remember, AG Sessions cannot look like an impartial player that is out to get all former Obama team members, as we need him for other important work. All will come into focus. And for anyone to think POTUS is not in control is kidding themselves. Also, he's 100% insulated with zero risk of impeachment. Fact. So again, when Trump gets into office, the deep state, they're still going to attack him. They're not going to stop. And yes, he's going to be cleaning everything up. Yes, he's going to be putting everything in place. And what do you think they're going to be doing once again? They're going to be going after him with everything that they have. But again, is it going to work? I don't believe so. I think the landscape of who's in Congress, who's in the House, who's in the Senate is going to be very, very different. Remember all the people that Trump's endorsing. Remember all the patriots that are being put into place. They're not going to have the people, and I'm talking about the deep state players, they're not going to have the people that they had before where they were able to do impeachment number one, impeachment number two. This time around, it's going to be very, very different. So is he insulated from impeachment? I do believe so. Why? Because I believe he's in control and the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.